This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The first shipment of humanitarian aid bound for a U.S.-built pier in Gaza left a port in Cyprus on Thursday on the U.S. container ship Sagamore. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
Officials say the U.S.-built pier will bring in dozens of truckloads of aid per day at a time when defense analyst Michael O'Hanlon says airdrops from the U.S. and others, along with truck traffic at border crossings, has been drastically inadequate.
This pier is desperately needed and actually overdue. And the numbers I've seen imply that it could actually help deliver a substantial fraction of what's needed.
Officials say security measures are in place to protect U.S. troops on the pier and civilians distributing aid on the beach. Officials say aid distribution via sea could begin as soon as next week. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Officials with the World Health Organization Thursday expressed their deep concern about Israel's military activities around the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where they said 1.4 million people remain at risk. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
At a news conference in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the organization did not receive a shipment of fuel it had expected to receive Thursday. This despite the fact Israel said it had reopened one of the two main aid corridors into Gaza it had closed earlier in the week. WHO Health Emergencies Chief Mike Ryan, meanwhile, questioned the closing of two aid corridors for what Israel had described as a limited military incursion.
The first act of that offensive is to cut off the two lifelines to 2.5 million people in Gaza. The first act is to stop the fuel, stop the food, stop the medicine at the border. I don't call that limited, and I don't call that restricted. I call that a reimposition of total blockade on nearly 2.5 million civilians.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com.